Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Enter the Light, and it is Friday night once again, February 23rd, 2018. And we welcome you to our show with guest hosts. And they're not guests, actually. They're our regular hosts, Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. And we want to wish you a happy Friday. So here we are, and the theme of the show tonight is called A Taste of Your Own Medicine. And it's just an amazing theme. The other day I was on Facebook and looking in the CE room, channeling Eric room, because we work out of there, and I saw this really amazing post that Ryan had written, and it just went right in. It just touched my heart so much. And so we decided to go ahead and make the theme of the show about that, and he wrote about it, and he's going to go ahead and share that. And but before we do that, I'm just going to go ahead and read the bios of all of us, so that you get an idea of who we are. So it says right here, Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience working with spirit. Her spirit team helps access information to assist in life journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist without interfering with free will contract to help you feel more empowered in your life. You can find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite.com. Home. And by the way, Shannon just put up an amazing video that she put out about protections and cleansing and all kinds of information. I listened to it all. It was so interesting, and I really recommend, if you are on Facebook, to go check that out. And I believe she will let us know also. It's on her page and her public page. So it's really worth listening to. A lot of great information there about protection, about what items to use. It's great info. And then Ryan Adragna, who works with and through his spirit team. Ryan is an energy spirit healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms, which include very high vibrational angelic beings, who are experts in many different healing modalities that may be familiar to you, including Reiki and Sekhem. And you can find Ryan on Facebook, and his website is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. And Ryan is a very, very gifted healer, and I completely recommend him. He is just amazing. He works with lots of people, and he helps a lot of people. I also want to say Shannon Johnson is an amazing healer as well, and psychic medium, and she has helped a lot of people as well. So the lineup here is amazing, and I'll just give you the two of them are right on and just truly gifted people. But we always say it's their abilities that they're working from, not their gifts, because it really is abilities, but it is really a gift also. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a certified psychic intuitive medium sharing messages about the totem animals who guide you along the way, along with readings and working on missing persons and crime cases. I also like to work with poetry, and you can find my poetry, some of it, on my website, which is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I do use my poems for events and for songs and videos, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're interested in that, just please get a hold of me. So there you go. There you have it. That's a little bit about ourselves. And I'm just going to go ahead and go to Ryan, and he will tell you more and share his beautiful work of words. Ryan?
Oh, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
First, I wanted to give the callers a preamble on this theme of a taste of your own medicine. I was inspired to write that auto writing. That's from my spirit team, and it really drills deep because it's about and the idea behind it is about inspiring people to turn the other cheek through their own self inventory and reflection. Okay, it's about a lesson for them to think twice, and maybe they'll turn the other cheek and recognize that I was a real person, but they were so nice to me. It makes them self reflect about how they treated them versus how they're treating me. For example, someone gave me the bird the other day, and the next day I helped them change a tire, and I hope that changed their perspective on, you know, yeah, wow, that really happened. And in the day and age of technology, of computers and phones, it's super duper easy these days. And I want the callers to understand, and I think the callers understand this. It's a very, very easy to talk smack or talk negative behind a computer because you're shielded by technology. And I question the fact, if you were to do that at a gas station or a grocery store, would you act the same way? Would you do the same thing face to face to someone versus over a text message or a post? So, this is about healing and making the other person say, you know what? And maybe it's a case of boundaries too. I'm trying to figure that one out myself. But in any case, that's kind of the preamble about that. So without further ado, a taste of your own medicine. So what I'm saying is, please don't give them a taste of their own medicine. They already know what it tastes like. Give them a taste of your own medicine. If they lied, let their medicine be honesty. If they play with your emotions, let your medicine be maturity. If they broke you, let your medicine heal them. If they made you cry, let your medicine make them smile. These remedies and healings may time to work, but they do work and they last. So be patient and say true to yourself. And remember this. It's better for people to value you for who you are, not for who you pretend to be. So speak your truth. Get that fifth chakra spinning and balanced. Who you are lasts a lifetime. It really does. Who you are, who you may pretend to be changes like the changes of seasons. So don't be afraid to be yourself, okay? Even if it means removing yourself from the lives that you want to be in. I mean, you are no doubt worthy of being valued for who you are. So be who you are. And yep, that's how that works. So, that's what I've got to say about that. So
that is just that. That's so amazing. Thank you, Ryan. Just love that so much. I love the way you shared it, too. It was wonderful. Thank you. And so I'm going to go ahead and let Shannon speak on this, too.
You hear the little mouse on the wheel running. Let's see what's in there. What's in there? No, that's a great message. A great message, because a lot of people, we react versus taking a moment to pause and look at what's coming at you. Because most of the time when people are coming at you very negative, it's more about them than it is about you. But you're only responsible for your part that you play in the interaction. So when it's coming at you, do you stop, pause, give something else that makes the other person pause and reflect. It's the same lines, right? So rather than just reacting, which just continues to fuel the fire, fuel whatever anger that other person is feeling, and then it gets you going too. It's serving no purpose. It's like two rams butting their horns together, trying to get the mate who's over there doing her nails in the corner. Nothing's happening. No results. But when you pause for a moment and instead give them something from your own experiences that comes off in a completely other way, you can change the energy that's exchanging between you and change it from firing to instead now a smolder, and more can be seen by both sides. You never know what the other person's experiencing. You only know from your own. So rather than react, try to pause in the moment and aspire to inspire them. For me, it's laughter. If you can get somebody who's so riled up, I fire back something that is so quirky and off the wall, they have no choice but to start to laugh because they don't know what else to do. You weren't giving them anger back. My medicine is laughter. I like to give them laughter back. And then they sit there for a moment and they start reflecting about what they were so angry about. And the fuse just goes, it doesn't have any flame left. What are you going to do with it? This person is not giving me back that firing exchange. Wow, wait a minute. So yeah, a little bit of your own medicine when somebody's giving you a dose of theirs that doesn't taste so good. Sometimes all you got to do is drop a little honey and see where it flies. That's my spin.
That was really nice.
That was awesome.
That was great. I like the honey part too. That was just, it was almost turning into a poem. So
yeah, you know where my mind went on this. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, exactly.
You give me a spoonful of sugar, I'll be doing jumping jacks and push-ups all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey. All right.
Well, you know, I mean, we can all relate. Yeah. When all you're getting is sour grapes in your mouth, and all you're going to spit out is sour grapes. But, you know, toss
right.
a little honey at them, and suddenly it's like, whoa, my taste buds are a little happy dancing in there.
It is amazing how it can just completely change it. It really does. When they give you a little honey, it doesn't take much either. Just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that is just lovely. I think I'm gonna I love listening to both of you because your voices are so nice too, and I can't wait to listen to the show again and listen to this part. And we've got a lot of people.
Laugh
who...
all.
What?
I just lied. I said I promise I won't laugh.
Oh. <Sorry.
laughs> Oh, it's addictive. I, you know, that's how that works. All right.
So
I'll
I think
quiet.
I will. No, it's totally fine. Everything's. We're just. You know, I'm just looking at the board and I'm thinking that I will share a couple of the poems that I was trying to match with what tonight was about, and I did put a few up on Facebook and Twitter, and one of them goes, this one's a little bit intense, but it goes, just breathe, and is your voice going to be heard by the intensity of your own rage? Breathe in the miraculous breath of life. cast out words of kindness, breathe out calm, and feel less strife. And then another one called Clear Blue Inspiration. A few words of inspiration can make restoration in seconds that could be twisted for days otherwise. Don't give back what another made a mistake on with you. Let the clear blue come through to give back peace and to make good ties. And I had put up a very blue picture up there. And blue represents calm and peace, and it represents the throat chakra where we speak. And so, you know, that's what that was going for. And this one calls, it goes, speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. These are just little tiny things. And then this one goes, thank you. This one goes, not everyone may be kind to us, but we can be kind to them. Practicing kindness a few moments a day in just a few words of what we say. And the last one is love begets love, hate begets hate. Choose the one that will be your fate. And that's how those go.
That was wonderful, Jan. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. It would take me a year to come up with that stuff. I'm not a poet. Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. That's really nice. I appreciate it. I think that's how I think about what you wrote. So I had to just, I knew that we would have to discuss it because that was just too amazing. And it comes up too. I know we all go through some of this stuff too. How do we deal with all that, you know? And just everything that was said here is all good info. And so it's something to try that we live by, you know? Because it happens all the time. It comes up.
It does. And truth be told, I kind of hesitated when I wrote that because I was auto-writing through my spirit team. And after I wrote that, I'm thinking, I don't really, really want to post this because it's kind of right between the eyes. It's really blunt and directed. Mm-hmm. That's how my spirit team is. They call a spade. And I'm thinking, I really shouldn't post this. But next thing I know, I click the mouse. I'm thinking, oh, my God. What a disaster this is going to be. I was like, wow, because it's a very strong message.
Yeah.
And there's a certain population out there that they read it, they look sideways at it and say, what the heck? So it's a very, very strong message. And I don't know why I was prompted to post it, but I did. And I can say now that I don't regret it, but I don't ever try to smooth over what they tell me. I just write it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that, I'll be quiet.
That is so cool to hear that, because I think it's neat for people to hear what that is all about, how spirit comes through, and it just gives you a download. It gives you a message, and that beautiful automatic writing is a wonderful thing, and it comes right through, you know, and so it's neat for everyone to get to hear about what that is, because I know that people are working on that themselves, are trying to do that, and it's a beautiful gift. So I'm glad you got to share it, because the message is just unbelievable to me. I just loved it. It's just beautiful. So with that, I think we're at 5:20, and which is 8:20 Eastern, and we have a lineup, so I'm just going to take the first one here, if you both are ready to go.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. It's 314. 314, are you there?
Hi, yes. My name is Martha, and I'm from Missouri.
Oh, good. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any general messages for me from Spirit that you pick up.
General kind of thing?
Yeah, general.
Okay. Let me see here if I can pick up an animal for you. I'm getting a cat right away. Just right in there. Let's see. I didn't even have to do anything. It just popped right in. And cat represents mystery, magic, independence, healing, clairvoyance, and curiosity. Look for new magic coming into your life and pay attention to the signs and synchronicities so that you can act when the time is right. Follow your instincts rather than listening to others. If you face confrontation, know that the cat has appeared to protect you. The cat reflects your independent nature, and it's also a huge ally, and it helps you with the psychic intuitive realm of yourself, of your soul, and so it really represents a lot of that. And it represents you developing your psychic abilities and perhaps practicing some aspect of that or the healing arts also. So
that's actually something I've been like thinking about, but I've never been in a place in my life where I could even think about that. But always knew that I was kind of pushed on the back burner, but I always knew that was something that could be, and almost kind of scared to even, if that would bring me more anxiety to even open that door.
Yeah.
Than I already have.
Right. Exactly. And
that's
just
why I've
that
never
you're
opened
even
that door.
And mostly because of fear.
Mhm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was really afraid of it myself when I opened the door. Well, actually, the door was open when I was a kid, and then I later, as a teen, I went and tried to open the door at a class. It scared me to death. I won't go on about it. But what I did was got some help with it and got taught a little bit about it, and then it's been pretty safe. A few times it hasn't been safe, and I've had Ryan and a few others bail me out. You do need to be careful with it and figure out if that's what you want to do. But it's interesting that the cat just was immediately right there when you start talking, and that's what it talks about. So we're you may be going into that. You may be wanting to develop that. So when the time
it's
is right,
on
you know
my
what
mind.
I mean? Yes.
It's on my mind, but at the same time, I have I've had in my daily life anxiety and depression, and I think I've gotten under control. But I'm like, oh no, I don't want to open any. I've always known that I was able to whatever. I don't want to open anything else because I'm okay right now.
Yep.
That makes things worse.
Okay. Right. No, you want to. Yeah, you want to be really careful what you open up.
I agree.
Because you can open up all kinds of things, and if you're not doing it correctly, you don't want to have things coming in that you don't want, because they do. So I understand, yeah. Well, when the time is right for you and you feel okay about it, you may want to, and you may want to get with, if you ever do, not saying that you need to or anything, because, you know, you don't need to unless you want to.
I don't know even who to go to. I don't even know who to go
to. If that were the case, you would want to go to a person that was reputable in your area or wherever that you may be looking, and that you can trust, and that's what I've done, and thank goodness I have. And so and that's very big. So you may want to, you need to have people that are skilled, et cetera, if you want to take a class or something like that.
And I wouldn't want to go to the wrong person.
Yeah.
That's what freaks me out too.
Well, usually,
you would know.
Usually the teacher that you need shows up for you.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it. You just go with your heart, and you can say some prayers over it, do some meditation over it, and, you know, put some white light around it, and And then just put it out there and ask God to show you who you need to be with. And they usually do show up. That's what happened to me. They present themselves when the time is right. And so that's so neat. I'm kind of excited for. How old are you?
Well, I'll be 28 March 6th.
Okay. Oh, March 6th? Neat. My brother's birthday is March 6th. Pisces.
That's funny.
So, yeah. When the time is right, it will happen for you. I know it will eventually. So.
And I'm not rushing that either.
What's that?
I'm not rushing that either.
Yeah.
Doing any of that. I just know that's something that could be, like, open that door,
right.
But I don't want to rush that. I've had too many things
going
on right now.
Right, no, there's no rush. You don't even have to, don't even worry about it. There's no rush. You don't, you know, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It'll come about naturally.
One thing
I think
that it affects my work life, being able to, I get affected so deeply when, and I never know when people are joking, because I get so affected by hurting people that
mm-hmm.
I come across that today in my work. And I just realized today that my coworker was joking when I thought he was serious. And I literally affected my whole day.
Aww. Oh, dear. Did you ask him?
Not until the end of the day. So it affected my whole day.
I see. Right. I know. Yep. I totally know what you mean. Yeah.
And I do have a question. If you do have a psychic gig, I don't want to, like, be able to, like, I'm not sure if I would, like, want to talk to spirit, but, like, is there any, is that a gift that I have that I just don't want to?
Okay, yes, thanks, Ryan. Good.
Hey, hi, my phone dropped, and I didn't catch your first name, ma'am.
Martha.
Martha. Hey, Martha, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am fantastic. Okay, yeah, that's how that works. Martha, channeling through my stream, right now, you were a medium in a previous life, okay? And your guides and your angels want you to reclaim that. They're pushing you. And how do you reclaim that? Well, because we are associated with channeling Eric mediums, you can go to that. You can go to channelingericmediums.com, and they're all vetted and validated. There's a lot of healers out there, and a healer will help you open up your abilities, your sixth chakra. Okay, they'll help you open that up. But right now. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, okay?
Okay.
I'm not a teacher, but I'll give you a homework. I want you to, and I don't know what belief system you grew up in, but whatever it is, shed it like a snake sheds the skin and walk away from it and put it down, because you're blocking yourself, your solar plex area, your third chakra.
But at the same time, I have a different kind of I don't go to church anymore because I am so different from it. And it never was like something that was like a spiritual thing. It was more of like religious, you know, like you do this, you know.
You know, we can talk for hours about the church
whatnot.
And Shannon and I are on the same sheet of music with the church, and we can suck back beers and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's an exercise of futility, because the bottom line is that, and I don't want to get into religion right now, but bottom line is that what for you right now, I'm picking a little bit of heartburn in your solar plex area, because you're blocking yourself and you're not owning it, because you're trying so hard, Martha, to shed that stuff out of you that you have to just relax, let it go, and say, believe what you want to believe in, and what you don't like, shed it and walk away from it. And there's a
that's so hard for me, by the way. Right there, you got me. That's very hard.
Well, that's a lesson. Well, that's something that Martha, that's something that you signed up for. I don't mean to call a spade, but I'm going to call a spade because that's what my spirit team is telling me. That's something that you signed up for to experience, and that's a hard field to plow with the horses. Okay, ripping up that dirt and discarding all that crap. That's tough. You signed up for a tough job there. And when you transition someday, you can tell yourself, "Thank you very much. I don't want to do
that."
Because
that was my job.
Because that was your job. Your job is to unearth all that muck and just say, "God darn it! I wish I didn't sign up for that." But guess what? After you realize it, after you go through it, your vibrational frequency just amplified, it increased that much more, and Your mediumship abilities are there. Just relax, let it ebb and flow, and I would recommend a book to you called. I don't know if you've read it. I don't think you have.
Let me write this down. I'm a book person.
Oh, your book. Oh, you may have read it now. I don't know. They're not giving me a clear yes or no on this. It's called Ghosts Among Us by James Von Frog.
Oh, I know who that is. It's that Jim Gibson. He's a medium. I've seen a lot about him.
The book Ghosts Among Us will give you some good tips, tools, and tricks about. I'm not trying to promote any one author over the other. I'm not a book reader, but when I read that book, I'm like, yeah, this. I understand that he's a celebrity and all that kind of stuff. But the only reason why I'm mentioning his dropping his name is because after I read that book, I'm like. I liked it, but I thought that made sense to me because he's a spiritualist, okay, and you are too. So once again, you were a medium in a previous life, and your guides want you to reconnect to that ability. It's not a gift, it's ability, and they want you to reclaim that. They're pushing you to do it, and you have to accept that. And you have to the key word is. Own it. Just own it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, hey man, I would love to talk to you in a year from now. Martha's on the scene. She's kicking butt and chewing bubble gum, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope
that
resonates
with
you.
I have one more question about guides. Is your guide your guardian angel, or are they the angels of loved ones that you crossed over? Who are the guides?
Truth be told, Shannon would probably be able to answer that more concisely than I can. So
okay.
I'll say that answer for Shannon.
And that's
okay?
My last question. And then we can go to a different caller. I don't want to take up everyone's time.
With that, I'll pass.
That's awesome. Thank you, Ryan.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
So first, to answer that last question that Ryan threw over.
Sorry.
Was that not a good question, by the way?
That was a very good question.
Thank you.
It was a very good question.
I have such a struggle with it because I always, when I know angels are closer to God, so they're the messengers. If you want prayer answered faster, you pray to them. And that's, I've never looked to my guardian angel. I look to my angels.
Well, we're going to talk about your guide a little bit because that's my notes is about your guide. But first, let me give you the answer about guides. Guides are very experienced souls, okay? They're usually mentors, teachers. They are the person we trust the most when we are home in spirit, the one that we turn to for advice and guidance who is a little bit more seasoned than us. And we usually, they may have worked with us in other roles in spirit, but when we're going into an incarnation, that's the person we look to and go, I need you to have my back. You know what I'm going for? You know what my progression is. You know how to kick my ass, and you know how to help me when I need it most. So yeah. You're the person I want to have my back. They stay in spirit. We have a primary guide that stays with us from birth to death. We also have a spirit team. Yes, we have a guide team. So besides your primary guide, we usually have some other guides that are assisting them. Some of them are specialty guides, like in an area of work. For instance, one of my guides didn't come in until 2013, and she was a specialist to help me make that next bridge into the work I was doing with Spirit. So we have different players that come in and out, but your primary guide is the one that you're like, you got me. You know what my plan is. You know where my struggles are. So you're the one that I can trust the most to help me make it through from that aspect. Okay? Angels,
I'm not sure who
that
is.
We see angels different ways. There are souls who never incarnate that are considered angels. We are all have the same divine spark as every other soul. We are all a piece of source of divinity. Okay.
But then there's really high-up angels that never incarnate.
Yes, there are angels that have never incarnated. They are souls. Their work, their specialty, their development in the universe form is where they best are able to help the entire collective. They work as a group. They can also work as an individual. Okay. Loved ones can request when they go back home in spirit, if it aligns with what you've got going on, they can request to become part of your guide team and help you along.
Yeah.
And we see them also as an angel because we knew them in life, whether it's a pet, whether it's a family member. We knew them in life. We have a special bond with them. And sometimes, yes, they will come on to the guide team, and we end up seeing them as an angel watching over us. That answer that part?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I do have – this really confused me because I heard that animals reincarnate – it takes them 90 days to reincarnate. And I had this one two-dip poodle that was 14 years old and passed away in January, and that, like, really freaked me out. And I don't feel like – I know I'll never get her again. She's not going to reincarnate into another dog that I'll get. I know that she's like a special.
Not necessarily.
She was a special one.
Not necessarily. For instance, I had a very special dog as a young child. She passed when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She returned to me 5 years ago as a cat.
Okay.
I'm
50. Different animals.
All right. I am 50 years old. So that was a
different
long
animals?
Time span. Yes, they can. Animals can, the souls who use animal incarnations can incarnate in any animal form.
Wow, they I didn't
know
that.
They can also be a plant. They can also be a,
wow.
They can take on a human lifetime if they so choose. But a lot of them have experience where they're able to turn around easier, and they come in as helpers. So, yes. They can come to you as a bird. They could come to you as a cat. And believe me, my dog was a Samoyed Husky, very large dog. Now she's a tiny, petite, 8-pound cat.
But did she have, like, the soul of a little dog? Like, but she was in a big dog form?
No, she was a big dog back then.
Okay.
She has a beautiful energy. But you notice it, you'll know the connection. You'll know when you hold that new one, when it finally returns to you. And they come at different points when they're going to be able to stay with us, and we're ready for it. Okay? Like for me with my cat, I mean, she was a little tiny fluff ball stray, about 3.5-4 weeks old. But as soon as she was in my hand, and I looked at her eyes, that heart connection was right there. And I went, oh, my God, I know who you are.
That almost scares me more.
That almost scares me more
because I just want to, like, appreciate her because she was so special to me that I don't even want, but I am going to name my daughter Martha Pucci after her, her middle name, Pucci, because I'm Martha the Fourth. So she'll, that's my daughter. And I'm scared if I get another dog to like, for it, you know, I just kind of want to treasure her.
It's a completely new life, a completely new adventure, and that's the way we also need to look at it. Just because it might be the soul coming back to work with us again, we need to honor that this is a new life path, a new life journey for them, and a new journey for us with them.
Okay, that really helps.
I do need to give you real quick the note that I have, because one of the first things that came up for me, she came in very strongly, and this is your primary guide, and this is the way she was representing herself to me. She's in an Indian maiden dress. She's got very long, dark hair that's braided with different flowers integrated. I can see like lavender and some little blue twinkle flowers, and I think those are little bluebells. She was also carrying a basket full of food. And she was giving me the message that this basket full of food is representing the harvest to come in the next several years of your life. Okay? She says, as you begin to acknowledge your abilities, you're going to want to work on your boundaries. You're going to want to work on areas of your life that give you joy and comfort. And she is there to assist you. The more that you can start to work with a little bit of meditation, she'll be able to come in stronger for you. And she wants you to know that your abilities in this life are a choice that you chose to activate in this time when you are ready to take it on. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the pieces that are already there, this is giving you the ability to begin to feel in control this time. So the more that you work on your boundaries and the emotions that you've had going on with the anxiety and depression, the more you can heal aspects of yourself, of going within your own heart and seeking those answers, she will assist you. And as you choose to work on those channels a little bit more and open them a little bit more, she will help you and help the right teachers to align. And it will be mm-hmm. your choice in how you'd use those abilities in your life. You don't have to give up everything you are in order to change course and only work with spirit. It will be your choice in the life in how you want to utilize them. But this time, it's about not being afraid of being who you are in your total self. And as the Indian maiden, she is showing you the strength of all that you can be and all that you have been.
Oh, my gosh. That just helped me so much. I'm going to put that, I'm going to type that up. That just helped me. That was everything I needed to hear. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Because I was afraid that if I ever did that, that I would change who I was. And now I know that that's not going to happen. Thank you. That just was validation.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. She's got a beautiful energy because I tell you what, I got hair standing up all over my body.
I'm replaying this because I know they recorded it. I'm going to type that up. That just really helped me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Martha.
You guys have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, Martha. We're glad that you called
Thank
in.
You.
And,
you too.
Thank you.
Call us back if you call us back and let us know how we go later.
I'll give you an update. I'll give you an update.
All right. It sounds good. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Oh. That was awesome. That was the whole thing was just bam. I mean, the cat came in like I didn't even have a second to look. It boom right there and it just you guys just took it from there, and it was just what it was, exactly that, and perfect, beautiful.
Yeah, and thanks, Shannon, for the volleyball shot there. I had to phone a friend there.
Oh, it's like that was wonderful. It's like that's thank you.
Beautiful readings. Gosh, I love listening to both of you. Okay, well, we are going to the next one, and she's waiting a long time. Here we go. 262. 262, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
Michelle from Wisconsin.
Oh, good.
We talked to you yesterday on DC Love Show.
Yeah, you did. Actually, I didn't realize I was calling the same until you started talking, and then I realized, oh, yeah, this is the one I called yesterday, so I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, no, well, I just told
I just
it's
really
like people say,
you
keep on coming back for more.
She's coming back for more. Do you have a question or anything?
Could I have a general reading?
Okay. Mm. Well, I'm seeing a duck right away. I don't know. These animals are coming in so fast, I can't even keep up with it. I'm just
a duck.
Yeah. The beak is so yellow orange, and it's in the water. It's right near the water, and let's see. What do we have here for the? Yeah, it's a duck. I love the duck. Duck is a really nice animal. Not in that book. Okay, let's go over here. They represent the emotions, and they are in the water. Water represents the emotions too. And but they are so cool. They're very creative too. So I just want to get you the exact thing. I can give it to you from memory, but it's more fun. It's better to, I don't know, I like to do it this way too, if I can find it. And so it's a time of fertility, literally and also metaphorically. It's a time to have fun and to get silly, you know, let yourself have some fun. A time of turmoil that has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed. And just do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than to deny your need. You know what I mean? In other words,
yeah.
Go out and have some fun and enjoy yourself and kind of thing. And it's also a beginning of a new cycle, either with work or relationship. And it can help you through emotional problems, emotional entanglements. And also it's giving you inspiration to not take yourself too seriously and to just basically lighten up. And to go out and enjoy people and be around people and have fun and basically just lighten up and have some fun. And that's basically what the duck is giving the message here. That's what duck is. And also to, if you want to be around water or if you like mm-hmm. water, they do represent the water too.
mm.
So there's that one. And
all right.
Awesome.
Good.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Well, unlike last night, my earbuds are working tonight, so there's some technical issues there. What I'm picking up on your energy field right now is my fourth chakra. As I'm scanning your energy fields and I'm feeling your energies, my heart feels heavy and it feels kind of bruised. And I don't know if that's from a past. I don't know if that's. And I'm trying to ask for clarity right now. I don't know if that's from a past light partnership or a current light partnership. But from a relationship standpoint, when you were talking, I could feel my heart. I hate this. I hate when this happens, especially when. especially when I'm working with people with broken hearts, because my heart, I feel what they feel. What I want you, yeah, that's how that works. I want you to focus on opening your mind to the possibilities of looking for people who value you for being who you truly are. And that could be, a partner, a very, very close partner or something like that. But I got the sense that you've been bruised in the past.
Yeah.
And like I said, I can't, I'm trying really hard right now to difference. PL keeps on coming up in my mind, which is a past life. Or maybe it was a past lover, PL, past lover, past life. I'm having a really hard time differentiating that right now, but I feel I got the sense that your heart was broken, and you're trying to recover from it, and what you need to do is Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. If I'm correct at this, and I would say that Ho'oponopono relieves you from any past life traumas or baggages that you carry over into this life. If it's in your current life as in a past lover, then forgive them, for they know not what they do. So this goes with the theme of tonight of turn the other cheek, okay? Of does any of this resonate with you, or am I way out in left field?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're right on, and it's this life, I think.
Yeah, so. I got the word betrayal. The word betrayal just popped in my mind when I said left field, betrayal. And it wasn't betrayal of you on this person. It was they betrayed you. And maybe why my heart pinched on me. So this is a lesson for you on forgiveness. And hold on here. God, I'm trying. Your energy feels very difficult to read. I'm so sorry. No. Just drop your defenses a little bit. Just relax and say, breathe in and breathe in the good stuff. Breathe out the bad stuff. I would say the other word, but I hope this is G-rated radio. Breathe in the good stuff. Breathe out the bull stuff. So, relax and know. I think this betrayal came, this person was from your soul group from a previous lifetime, and they've come back into this lifetime, and they're like kicking you in the butt again. So, basically, this is a hard lesson for you to learn, but I think you're climbing through it. And just realize, Michelle, that you are so loved beyond your wildest dreams. You're so loved, and what you need to do is look beyond this person and say, you know what? I know why this happened, because you're pretty intuitive. You are. You really are. So don't deny that. But you are. You're denying that. So accept that as your gift, as your mediumship abilities. But just my train is rolling off the tracks here. I lost my point of reference here. Be true to yourself, because my throat chakra is also a little jacked up right now as I'm talking. So be true to who you are, and your man will come to you. And it's not going to be someone that you expect it to be. So be open and receptive to that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me?
Do you know how I'll meet this person? I don't know if you have anything that exact, or and it's not the person from my past, right?
Like I said, I got PL, so I don't know if that's a combination of past life, past lover. I just got PL, so I don't have it. My spirit team is not giving me any differentiation on that. How are you going to meet this person? That I can't tell you. You know, it might be one of those situations, Michelle, where you're at the grocery store and you bump carts with this guy. You might be this GQ woman. You might be this GQ woman. He might be this rough construction worker, whatever, a biker dude. And he looks at you and he smiles and he says, "Pardon me, ma'am. I am so sorry. Can I help you out there?" And he smiles and you look into his big blue eyes and you just start a conversation. Next thing you know, you talk for 10 minutes, then you talk for 20 minutes, and then you exchange phone numbers. Sometimes it's so stupid like that, okay? So expect the unexpected. It's going to be a yin yang for you, okay? It's okay. That's what I'm picking up anyways, because you're a very prim and proper woman, and sometimes you need that rough biker personality that says, "Hey, Michelle, we're going to go out and have some fun tonight. Let's go jump on the Harley. Tie your hair up in a ponytail."
I can't really imagine the Harley thing. I guess you're right there.
Well,
I probably wouldn't want to get out of the Harley.
He's going to say, "Hey, we're going to go for a ride now," or something like that. And you're going to be like, "Oh, funny. Oh, wow, that is a fantasy of mine." And guess what? He will always have your back. He will always protect you, and he will always treat you as number one. So that's what I have for you. I hope that makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
So much.
And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Ryan. That was great. Thank you, Ryan. And Shannon will be?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I got lost for a little minute.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So when you first asked about getting a general reading, a guide stepped forward that just had me so distracted because you know those newspaper hats that you used to make in school that are all, like, funny looking? Okay, he had one of those on, and I'm sorry, but they're very funny looking. And he gave me the name Colin. He's a specialist guide for you that has been with you for a little while now, even though he's been really struggling trying to connect with you because his whole purpose, his specialty, is about helping to find the happiness and joy from within that emits out to everybody else. And so he said, "You've really been kind of in this struggle internally where, yes, relationships instead did not bring the joy and happiness that they should have." And he still is. He's trying to help you to find it in yourself before another partner aligns. Because this time they want you to be able to have a partner that's going to balance you and not suck you dry. But he says part of it first, she's got to find that joy within, that silliness, that child play. And that's why he stepped forward to make sure that you know you have someone with you really trying to help you to begin to feel more joy and happiness in who you are and in the world around you. That way, when you align with a partner, you're not dependent on the relationship and the partner to bring that in. Instead, they're going to be able to share it with you and balance it back and forth and bringing more humor into your life. He also gave for you to work with rose quartz and turquoise.
I love rose quartz.
Turquoise. Turquoise is one for the throat chakra. Rose quartz is for the heart chakra. But they also have other attributes that are going to help you to be more in tune with the lifted energy around you and helping to work on that heart area for healing and clearing. And the turquoise is going to help you be able to actually voice it more, that these are the things that make you happy. This is how you feel joyful. Let me see if I had another note. I did ask about the primary guide. Colin was quite humorous about that because she presents as a mama-san, a very Asian, older woman presentation. She's very serene and solid in her the way she presents herself. You would almost, you know, first connecting to her was kind of like, oh, you're like the one that comes back behind you with the ruler and goes snap, you know. And she just gives this little tiny grin like, uh-huh, I look one way, but there's fire in this heart. You know, like, ooh, you're spicy under there. I can see why the two are working together with you to help you find more happiness and joy in every day, even in the smallest ways. And then when that relationship comes, it's just going to help bring more of that into your life. So that's what I have for you.
That's what I've really been focusing on and really trying to work on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm on the right path.
You are.
Hopefully I'm making progress.
Yeah. You're making progress. You're making progress. She definitely is giving the thumbs up that progress has been made, because for a while there wasn't. And he was kind of doing the, how many tricks am I going to have to pull for this girl to crack a smile?
Michelle, you have a beautiful smile. Exercise them more, please.
Oh, thanks. I try.
I'm serious. You try. Watch the Three Stooges or, you know, do something. I do that every night on YouTube. I just watch the Three Stooges, the slap fest. Yeah, I'm like, are they really slapping? Yes, they are. Yeah, so that's how that works. Yeah, okay.
Well, Michelle, I'm really glad. We're happy that you called in, and you are welcome to call us back and let us know how you do. And
thank you, Ryan and Shannon.
Those
were
great reading. Yes,
they were.
Absolutely. And so just hang in there, and we'll talk to you another time.
Okay, thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. Oh, my gosh. I it's just sort of blowing my mind how everything is just completely lined up. I mean, every from the word go here. So let's go to, where are we? Ooh, what happened? Oh, no, did somebody drop off? Oh, where's, okay, here we go, 512. 512? Hi, 512.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hello?
What's your name?
Oh, okay.
Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm from Austin, Texas.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mark. Uh-huh.
And I'm from Austin. Well, it's a long story short, backstory, my wife and I are now responsible for two of our grandchildren living with us. And mother, my stepdaughter, she's unable to take care of them. And their father, he just gave up and said he doesn't take responsibility for them. So we have that responsibility. And as I get older, I'm unable to find the work that I used to do as a construction supervisor, and I did find some work, but it's working in the field, you know, and I just hopefully when I start this job next week, I'll be able to physically do it. I just have a lot of fears, anxiety about financial stability with additional, you know, responsibilities at this stage. I'm 62, and I really need some guidance to help me to alleviate the fears and the anxieties. I try to live in the moment. I know I'm an aspect of my Creator. We all are. I am the energy. I am an energy being here in physical. I understand a lot, but life is throwing me some curveballs, and I'm just very, a lot of anxiety right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I could jump in.
Sure.
On this one. Hey, Mark, this is Ryan.
Hi.
You're an empath, okay? You're like a sponge. Do you know what an empath is by chance?
Yes, pretty much.
You have the ability, being an empath, you have the ability, like a sponge to water, you have the unique ability to absorb other people's energies, positive or negative. Right now, you're absorbing more negative energies than you are absorbing positive energies through fear, like you just mentioned, through fear and anxiety. Boundaries is a big thing for you. My whole body is shaking from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. I'm getting jittery. I don't want to say it this way, but it's like I got Parkinson's because I can't sit still right now. You have to find a way to relax yourself, and just rest assured. I've quoted this many times. I'm going to quote it again. Like the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. As an empath, Mark, there are many tools, tips, and tricks. If you go on Google, to protect and shield yourself from negative energies that are coming into your energy field, okay? You could do Epsom salt baths. You can hug a tree. You could do black hematite. You can do a bunch of things that can help you release that fear and energy. So, because at the end of the day, Mark, what happens is that sponge is so super saturated with water, and you go to sleep with that, and the next morning it's dripping with water. What you need to do is you need to squeeze that sponge dry and say, "Ooh, son, just relax and let all that water go." And the perfect sponge is a sponge that doesn't have to soak up any water because it doesn't absorb any negative energies. You're like, whatever. What you say is not my concern. So that all that fear, all that anxiety, all those panic attacks that you're feeling right now, meditate and give it to the universe. And you have the power to do that. Just say, "I'm calling in all my angels and guides to be with me now, Mark," and just say, "Help me to release all this fear, anxiety that I'm feeling, and give it to the universe." That's what they're there.
Okay.
And you don't have to do any fancy meditation. Truth be told, when I do meditation, I quite frankly, before I call my spirit team and I work on people as a healer, I just lay down on my bed, and I stare at the ceiling until I get lazy-eyed, my eyes cross, and I start to, and I just say, I picture myself at the beach. I feel the warm sand mingling between my toes, and I start to get double vision. And I just say, so this is what this is all about. And you relax, and you put the brakes on in your mind, and you don't worry about anything. You slow your mind down to a crawl and you say, this is Mark's time, uninterrupted. And you don't have to meditate for 20 minutes. It can be a 5-minute job. It can be a 7-minute job, 10-minute job, whatever works for you. But being that you're an empath, you need to work on your boundaries. And I don't know if you heard the previous callers, but there are some books out there that can help you out, okay?
Okay.
And I'm picking up some depression from you right now. So through no fault of your own, okay? So take one thing that you can do, take yourself an Epsom salt bath once or twice a week. Nice. Everyone that I know of likes a hot bath. Throw 2 cups of Epsom salt in there. Grab yourself a black hematite stone. And there are many other crystals out there that can help you out. And I would also strongly recommend that you reach out to a healer, okay? And you can find there are many validated and vetted healers. If you go to you're speaking to a few right now, truth be told, but there are many healers out there. I would say don't go to any willy-nilly healer out there. Validated and vetted healers are channeling ericmediums.com, or they can help you out too. Okay.
Okay.
So just relax. Your shoulders are tight. I have a lot of tension back behind my neck right now, which you're feeling too. And I just think you just need just I really think this is bugging. This is your chakras, especially your root chakra, which is based upon trust and whatnot, and particularly your solar plex chakra, which is your third chakra, which is based upon wisdom and power. They're not spinning as they should. So I would strongly recommend you get that worked out with a healer, and they can get you all squared away. So I hope that makes sense for you.
Yeah, it does. And I tried releasing negative energies and accepting positive energies, with open heart, and it helps some. It really does. But then I'm faced with the reality of the world, this situation here in physical, and it just seems like it comes back. But I'll work on that, and I'll see about contacting a healer through the that web page. I'm familiar with all of it. Very familiar.
Well, yeah, and I would say, and for me being a healer myself, that the greatest challenge of a healer is the ability to heal themselves. And that ain't easy to do. I have healed myself from several afflictions, but there is a and I don't know if I have the magic wand for that, because I'm just like, oh my god, I twisted my knee the other day. I'm thinking, okay, come on, Ryan, you're this cold healer or whatever, and I'm thinking, and I started focusing on my knee, and it took me 3 days, but I fixed it. I'm thinking, okay, well, but you have to view yourself as a practitioner when you're healing, I think, and it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do, so I commend you very, very much, Mark. You're on the right path of. Yeah, you're on the right path. So
well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on it. I'll keep working on it.
Yeah, and like I said, sometimes you need a third party to step in. For example, I'll just give you a quick example, then I'll be quiet and pass it on. 2 years ago, I was trying to work on my wife, and she's like, I started channeling my spirit team. She goes, I ain't feeling a thing. And I said, well, that's probably because I love you so much, and that's blocking it. There's something blocking it. So I had a third party work on her, and whatever happened there, she's like, yeah, that worked. And after he worked on her, I started to view her as a practitioner and not someone that I loved. And I know that sounds weird, but after that, when I started working on her, she's like, yeah, I can feel it now. So, that's a phenomenon I don't know if I quite understand yet. I've been mulling over that for a few years. But, anyways, I'm rambling on here. Please check out that website. And okay. Like I said, Shannon's a healer. I'm a healer. And there are many other people out there that can probably help you out. So with that, I'll pass and share it over to Shannon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So first thing they were showing me were the justice scales. So I need to ask you, have you looked into any of the child support options through the legal aid services from the parents?
CPS comes by. Everybody's aware of it. And their father is, he can't take care of them right now because of some things that he's done. And, we're not at that point now. They have other family members that they might be able to stay with, but we're comfortable with them here. I mean, they're living with us, and that's fine. They're good kids, you know. And it probably helps us in a lot of ways, but it's just the responsibility and getting older, and it's tough.
Right.
So anyway, long story short, yes,
they've been saying you need to empower yourself with more knowledge. And they're bringing up the justice scales that you do need to weigh it out. Child support doesn't only come from a father, it can also come from a mother. And they're like, right now, you guys are on, like, the scale is weighted against you. And they're talking about, in response to your question about financial stability, right now you're on the flip side where everything is weighted against you. And at this point in your life, it's tough choices that are having to be made in how to work for the best of the children, but also for you and your wife, for where you are at in your life. The job that you're moving into, they do show it as a potential some instability there for your health. Between they're showing it as this is also off balance on the scales. Between how much energy and stress you're under with all of this family situation and the new employment, it's got you teetering a little bit the other direction. So they're saying really look, empower yourself with knowledge. They also brought up using the crystal citrine to work with citrine more for the abundance flow, because abundance comes in all kinds of forms. And they also mentioned for you to possibly listen to some of the Abraham and Esther Hicks channeling information on abundance.
Yes, I'm
that vortex of energy. So they said these are good tools for you as an empath to help you deal with this situation. And they also want you to know that, yes, your grandchildren know that that you love them very much. If the situation needs to be where they are with another family member, do not feel like you have failed them in any way, even if the choice becomes yours to make, because you and your wife also have to look at what is going to be best for the two of you moving into these later years of your life and for the children as well. So they're definitely giving empower yourself with legal knowledge.
Okay.
And also balance that with the energetic knowledge through listening with Hicks and things like that, and help yourself to feel a little bit more in control and stable rather than it feeling like it just keeps getting dumped on top of you and dumped on top of you. So it's kind of the way they show it. It's like that one side of the scale just has a dump truck keeps plopping on top and plopping on top.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm familiar with Abraham Hicks. I've listened to them off and on for a number of years, and I'll start listening and do it. I even have their meditation CDs, so I'll try to start using those. Any specifics about maybe a direction for work? Any kind of, like, I know that this is going to be physically demanding what I'm going to have to do. I'd rather work with a supervisor, but I don't know if that's going to be a possibility or not.
They did show me that there is other employment opportunities coming into play as the change of seasons. They keep showing change of seasons.
Okay.
And it looks more like something where you're consulting or in more of a management mode.
Okay.
So this one feels a little bit more temporary. But it's to help get connections in order for the next to align, okay? But working with Abraham's teachings will help you to align better with that other position.
Okay.
Okay?
That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
So, Mark, we will love to hear from you back. And I have just a little bit I can give you. They gave you most of it, and I saw the bear for you, and the bear was talking about finding, this is kind of neat, it says finding time to meditate and or simply be quietly on your own is important for you also to get some inner space to hatch new ideas and creative endeavors. And your judgment is usually sound and respected. It's time to sit alone a while and go within and you're looking for answers is what it says here, and pay attention to your own feelings and understanding. Bear reminds you to be in the stillness within that all true knowledge begins. And so giving you extra strength for steady progress. So there you go. It sounds like you're going to be okay, and you know what you want to do and need to do and all that. And I wish you good luck. And please call us back. We'll love to hear back from you. And take it easy. Just take it easy.
I will
do that. And I kept getting this. I wanted to tell you to breathe, you know, try to do some deep breaths every day so that you're getting enough breaths in, because I know that you're overwhelmed. And the breathing will help you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well
thank you,
you
guys.
Later.
I really do appreciate it. Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness. All right. We have a few more, so I'm just gonna go to, let's see. This person's been
down. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Hello?
Come on.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. Let me see if I need to take them off.
I'll be brief with this one because we have like 6 minutes left, right?
I know. We have just very little time. Here we go. Hello? Yes?
Hi.
What's your name?
How are you today?
Hi. Good. What's your name?
Terry.
What?
Terry.
Harry?
No, Terry with a T.
Oh, okay. And where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
Oh, good. We only have a couple minutes, so we're only going to, you know, it's going to be kind of short here.
Okay, so I have a question. I'm pretty much intuitive myself. Recently, I had a vision of someone, like, bumping into me. It's like I'm at this affair or some type of social event, and someone bumped into the back of me. So I'm not too sure if it's like, at first I get mad that he and I start talking. So I just wanted to see if you pick up on any energy around that.
Terry, did you feel love or fear when that happened? This is Ryan.
Okay, this one I felt love.
Okay, well, then that was a light. Okay, so if you felt love, then it was a light being. There's no worries. If you felt fear, then it's a fourth dimensional entity or a ghost, if you want to call it that, whatever. So there's no worries. So does that make sense?
I'm sorry.
So if you felt no fear, then it was not a ghost. It was a light being that crossed a fifth dimension. And with that, I'll pass it over to Shannon or Jan.
Oh, okay.
Shannon?
You said this was a premonition?
It wasn't really
a vision.
It's a vision of someone I guess I'm going to meet in the future.
Yes. This is an imprinted from the life planning session,
mm-hmm.
and it's being triggered now for you to become more aware and more active socially.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't be surprised if you end up meeting him. In the vision, okay? The gentleman may not look the same as in the vision. It's the feeling when you connect to the eyes and connect to the heart that's going to give you the knowing that this is that person. But they do show it to me as being part of the life planning process. And this is one of the trigger memories that is surfaced in premonition form to allow you to begin aligning with that connection.
All right. Sounds good. Boom.
Okay. But they definitely say you need to be getting out there and being a little more social, a little bit having some fun out there.
Okay. I think I put a little bit too much on myself. So I'm getting out of that now. I definitely see it.
a little more joy, a little more fun, and allow yourself to have that free movement and begin to align with things that bring you more happiness.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That sounds good. Sounds good, Terry. And if you the thing that I saw right away was I don't know what the animal is called. It's I can see the face of it, and there's a waterfall behind him.
Cool.
And what is the name of that animal? They look like they have that neat name too. Oh, they're so sweet. They're the sweetest of all. They are so sweet. And they look kind of like a little monkey, but they're not a monkey. Oh, darn it. And it has a unique name. They have a, they're just so sweet. That's
is that
what
a
the
meerkat?
Animal I see. A what?
Is that a meerkat?
No. No, I don't, that's not the name. It's a one syllable name. Oh, shoot. Anyway, gosh darn it. You know what, if you, next week, if you listen to the show, I will, I'll talk about that animal, okay? And I'll tell you what it is. Marmoset, Lynn says marmoset. I don't think it's a marmoset, because that's not the name I'm getting, but I can sure see the animal. And it's just a darling thing. Anyway, but I did, and it was also, there was, I'll talk about it. I'll say what, you know, I'll tell you the reading next week if you listen to the show. I'm sorry, I can't do it right now because I don't know the name of it. But,
okay, that's fine. All right.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely listen to the show next week.
Okay, great. And please call back in and let us know how you're doing, too. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are, there's more time. Lynn says that there's an added more 30 minutes on here. So, but we are out of callers, actually. So we've come to the end. And so we can just go ahead and log off. And it's an hour and a half anyway, our usual time. So, I think we'll just go ahead and do that. But I before we do, I want to say the three shows that are part of the Sacred Embers team, the lineup on Wednesday, it starts with Divine Connections, that show, and they start at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern also. That's with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue Field D'Alamante, and Jody Higgins. And then Thursday is, I'm going to just X her out so we don't hear the background. Thursday is Angel Antics, and that's at the same time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then, of course, we're on Friday night, Ryan, Shannon, and Jan at the same time. So that's the lineup. And either one of you want to say anything before we log out?
I with much love, appreciation, gratitude, thank you very much for having me on, and I really appreciate all the callers. You guys can, for the callers' benefit, you guys can find me on healingsthroughspirit.com. Email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and my Facebook is just search Ryan the Dragon, and you can find me from there. So, yeah, that's how that works. So, yeah. Good time tonight. Thank you so much.
It was beautiful. Your readings are just so amazing, and thank you so much, Ryan.
I'm gonna go out and hug a big oak tree now. That's all. yep. So.
Cool. Oh, and. Well, I'll share that animal next week, but I just want to let you know it's a sloth, and Lynn has it in the message room, and she's giving me a picture, and that's exactly what I saw. It's called a sloth.
A sloth?
Yeah,
a
sloth.
I saw that first, and I don't know why I went
to
show up, because the cat jumped in the way, probably.
Oh, really? But you thought of the sloth, too?
Yeah, at first, but then I was like, water behind it.
And
I
so they don't
see
have water
hanging in the trees.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it was in an area with where water was, and in a jungle-ish area with lots of trees, water around. So there could have been just I didn't see the tree, it in the tree exactly, but there was that foliage was around and stuff. So,
yeah,
cool.
Very
well,
good.
I'll, yeah. All right.
And
so
all
anyway,
I have to add is thank you, everybody, for calling in. It was a fabulous show. I enjoy my co-hosts. We always have such a good time talking. And Jan mentioned at the beginning of the show about the video I did the other day. You can find that on Facebook at Shannon Johnson Metaphysical Facilitator /Medium. It's a public page. The videos are public. There's several on there. But that one is on boundaries, protections, cleansings, and clearings. It's the video that Jan mentioned at the beginning of the show. And also, we have a Sacred Embers group on Facebook that we'd love to have the callers join in, and especially those that are looking for assistance and other mentors to help with their abilities developing or having questions about different healing aspects. Scope out the group. There's several people there that can give insight or give perspective from their own experiences that might be able to help you answer some questions that you don't find someplace else. That's my role for the night.
Thank you. Perfect. Yeah, definitely. That group is right there. And thanks for sharing all that so that they could go find that video that you shared. That was so interesting and amazing. So I really recommend anyone who wants to watch it. It just gives a lot of information, and it's like taking a class, actually. So thanks a lot, Shannon, and for the beautiful readings also tonight as well. So I think we can just go ahead and log off and see you next week, everybody. Thanks for coming, and thank you for the wonderful callers. And so have a beautiful week.
Yeah.
And we'll see you later.
Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.